Chapter 19.
Have a seat, my daughter, Walter said, pulling out a chair for Karen at an empty table.
Uh-oh, this must be something serious. You never called me daughter unless I was in some sort of trouble, she replied.
Trouble is one thing, but this is troubling. It is my understanding that your mother was intentionally uninvited to your tea the other night, he said.
Daddy, she wouldn't be comfortable around those kind of people.
What kind of people wouldn't she be comfortable being around that you yourself can find comfort in? He asked her.
But I... Karen tried to find the words to explain, but there were none.
Let me make something clear to you, and I mean this from the bottom of my heart. Your mother and I may not have the education or the occupation that we blessed you with, but there is not a circle that she or myself can't walk or travel. No, we haven't traveled the world or experienced many things as you have, but that does not make us lesser than anyone else. How dare you treat the woman that gave you everything she could to be where you are today with such disrespect, he asked her. You should be ashamed of yourself. We didn't raise you, Karen, to look down on people for what they did not have. I will not tolerate this level of disrespect for your mother. You can continue to treat me however you wish, but as for my wife, your mother, you will not. I have never been so disappointed in you as I am now. You have hurt me deeply, Karen, but you have hurt your mother more. You may want to take a hard look at yourself in the mirror, baby. The person you've become is not the loving daughter that I cherish. You have allowed money and influence to turn you into someone I don't know. She is cruel and hateful. This is not the daughter that I raised and love. When you find her, you let me know, he said, standing to leave.
Oh, Daddy, I'm so sorry. Please don't go, Karen said, sobbing into Walter's arms.
To hear her father say that she was cruel and hateful tore Karen's heart to pieces. She never saw herself in this way. It was true that she had become embarrassed by her parents, but that was her view. No one else saw them in this way. She was wrong, and she knew it. There was nothing left for her to do but beg her parents for forgiveness. When Bertie saw Karen crying, she knew Walter had lit into her. But she was her baby, no matter what. Bertie did what any loving parent would do. She held her daughter as she cried and forgave her. It was as if she were a small child, helpless. She took Karen to the bathroom to help clean her up. While there, Karen apologized for everything and promised to change. Bertie loved her daughter and had already forgiven her, but if she never invites her to one of those uppity affairs, she wouldn't be disappointed. She liked to be around down-to-earth people, her kind of people.
The end. Probably not.